The Red House Mystery by A. Milne. Chapter 1. Mrs. Stevens is Frightened. In the drowsy heat of the summer afternoon, the Red House was taking its siesta. There was a lazy murmur of bees in the flower borders, a gentle cooing of pigeons in the tops of the elms. From distant lawns came the whirr of a mowing machine, that most restful of all country sounds, making ease the sweeter in that it is taken while others are working. It was the hour when even those whose business it is to attend to the wants of others have a moment or two for themselves. In the housekeeper's room, Audrey Stevens, the pretty parlour-maid, retrimmed her best hat and talked idly to her aunt, the cook-housekeeper of Mr. Mark Ablett's bachelor home. "For Joe?" said Mrs. Stevens placidly, her eyes on the hat. Audrey nodded. She took a pin from her mouth, found a place in the hat for it, and said, "He likes a bit of pink." "I don't say I mind a bit of pink myself," said her aunt. "Joe Turner isn't the only one." "It isn't everybody's colour," said Audrey, holding the hat out at arm's length, and regarding it thoughtfully. "Stylish, isn't it?"
"Oh, it'll suit you all right, and it would have suited me at your age. A bit too dressy for me now, though wearing better than some people, I dare say. I was never one to pretend to be what I wasn't. If I'm 55, I'm 55, that's what I say."
58, isn't it, Auntie?"
"I was just given that as an example," said Mrs. Stevens with great dignity.
Audrey threaded a needle, held her hand out and looked at her nails critically for a moment, and then began to sew.
"Funny thing that about Mr. Mark's brother. Fancy not seeing your brother for 15 years!"
She gave a self-conscious laugh and went on.
"Wonder what I should do if I didn't see Joe for 15 years."
"As I told you all this morning," said her aunt, "I've been here 5 years, and never heard of a brother. I could say that before everybody if I was going to die to-morrow. There's been no brother here while I've been here.